Hi, I'm Chris Pepple, and you're listening to my Look to See Me podcast. Today, I want to talk about a topic that we often struggle with a little bit, and that's the issue of compromise. And how do we know what issues we need to compromise on, and when do we really need to stand our ground? Growing up, I came out of the United Methodist tradition. And I was living in a very small town. Well, it's a large city now, but it was a small town back then. We had a small church that went to every Sunday that was just part of the family tradition. It just part of our ritual that we did. Every Sunday morning, get up and go to church, Sunday school, church, lunch after. If there was a potluck, we stayed for that. Sunday night, go back to church. And I remember when the church decided that there was some land for sale and they needed to buy that land. And it was a huge, huge debate. But in the middle of that debate, and before then, there was also some other issues that the church needed remodeling. It had gotten old. There was wear and tear and a lot of things going wrong. And so before they got into the, are we going to build a new church? They got into the, are we going to remodel what we have? And the answer had to be yes, pretty much, because there was a lot of things that were wrong with the building that seriously needed help. You cannot imagine anything more heated than the debates about what the color of the carpet was going to be. I was not old enough to be a voting member, but I had relatives that were there, and I was taken into the church, and I even on the outside of the door when I went, I was given like coloring books and things, but it was a small church, and you could hear this discussion everywhere. The two biggest issues were they were going to put in an actual dishwasher. The original church did not have a dishwasher in the kitchen. And what kind of dishwasher was a huge, huge, huge debate. And what color of the carpet? People were giving their opinions of, you know, when we got married, we wanted these colors and the current colors didn't look good in the pictures. And somebody else said, but it was beautiful in mine and we need the same color that we have. I mean, back and forth, back and forth. And the remodeling, the repairs that were needed on the church were delayed because of weeks and weeks of heartfelt debate on the color of the carpet. And people were not willing to compromise, give in, consider neutral examples. I mean, there was nothing. And finally, they had to just pick. And I thought the church was going to split over something like that. I mean, there was a lot of hurt feelings over the color of the carpet. And once it was put in, it was beautiful. And people found other things to move on to discuss. And eventually the hurt feelings were healed a little bit. But I just remember thinking, is it really that big of a deal what color the carpet is? I mean, I know people have their preferences. I know some things, if your wedding is going to be in a church and it's going to be one color, you want the carpet and the backdrop to match ideally, but then people are going to have different opinions on what colors they want in the wedding. So I understand that there's reasons that people wanted certain colors. But there comes a time on something like that where we have to just say, okay, look, this is not worth hurting people over. This is not an issue that we need to create a crisis over. It's carpet. In a few years, it's going to be replaced again anyway. We can have this argument all over again. So let's find a way to let somebody win and just pick a color of a carpet. you know, there's things like that, you know, that we have to compromise on. You know, maybe you normally eat dinner at a certain time and a friend normally eats dinner later and you're trying to have, pick a time. If neither of you have health issues that require eating at a certain time, then at some point, somebody's going to have to compromise. Pick a time in the middle, or pick one of your times, or alternate if you have multiple meals together. There's times where we just have to reach a good compromise on something. And that's just part of living in community. It's part of the discussion that we have to have on many, many topics. We all have different preferences. We all have different pizza toppings that we like. We all like different things on our tacos. There's a lot of things that we do differently. And sometimes we have to reach a compromise and say, okay, you know, I had it my way last time, you have it your way this time. Or let's meet in the middle on this. Let's find something that works for both of us. Or let's just try something totally new. Let's don't get your pick or my pick. Let's just find a way to find a new tradition to start over. And speaking of traditions, isn't that a challenge? Battling family traditions at times when all of a sudden those traditions don't fit in to our schedules or what we can do that year. And sometimes those traditions, which are truly valuable to a lot of people, but sometimes they have to be broken for the sake of the well-being of another person. And we have to reach a compromise and say, I can't celebrate this holiday with you, but what about if we do this instead? I'd love to do something. You know, I've heard people having to compromise on exactly when, you know, once kids get married, they've always been with a family on Christmas and Thanksgiving, and suddenly people are having to choose which of the married couple family are they going to spend Christmas with, and which one are they going to spend Thanksgiving with? Or sometimes they just say, this argument's too big. We just want to go somewhere special on our own, and we will celebrate you with you between the holidays. I know a lot of families who have their Christmas on Thanksgiving when everybody can get together, and then each family member does their own thing on the actual Christmas day. So there's a lot of ways that we have to compromise to keep the community with people that we love and want to be in relationship with. And so there's times where we have to stop and ask ourselves, am I digging my heels in on something that is not worth hurting somebody over? Let's keep this relationship solid. Let's compromise a little bit. Let's find a way to meet in the middle. Let's find a way, or maybe I can just give in on this. I mean, I'm not a person that would care what color carpet is. That's just not my thing. Just if somebody said I wanted this color carpet and somebody else wanted this, I wouldn't know who to side with, because I just would want to say, that's just not a big deal to me. But that's my personality. I know I love people who are in interior design and know how to pull things together. So I know it's important to some people. And I love to hear people's ideas and their reasoning. But there's times where we have to say, the relationship is more important to me than the color of the carpet. I'm going to let go of this argument. And we're saying, yes, people should do that. Yes, it's important. Yes, keep the relationship intact. But then there's those things that we have to say, I'm not compromising on this. A phrase that I have heard a lot lately in a book, in real life, in a Netflix show I was watching just to relax a little bit, and three of the characters said this in such beautiful moments, I deserve better. And I've heard people say that in real life, I deserve better. And it was in a book I was reading that said, you deserve better. So how do we know the difference? Where is our limit on what we're going to compromise on? And, you know, that's one of the things that I've talked to my kids about in relationships. having strong, solid relationships. You have to know ahead of time. It's helpful if you know ahead of time what you're willing to compromise on and what you're not willing to compromise on. What is that limit that if somebody steps over that limit, then maybe you need to back off of that relationship just a little bit. You know, whether you're talking about boundaries or just something that you like or don't like. I will tell you, and it's funny because in Tennessee, there's a lot of UT fans who love the color orange. That is my least favorite color in the world. I can't tell you why. It doesn't have anything to do with the university necessarily or anything. I just don't have good memories associated with the color orange. It's not a color that I like. I steer away from it. I do have one orange shirt that I wear sometimes, but I steer away from it in a lot of things. You know, if somebody demanded that I live in a house with them and they were going to decorate everything all in orange, that would be one place where I would have to say, I can't compromise on that. It, like, you know, there are certain colors that we just react to that just don't feel good to us. And when I see it, I just am tense and I don't like it. And it just is not a soothing color to me. So I would have to say, I can't do that. That would have to be something on a personal level that I would have to say, okay, that is one place where I have to say, I can't compromise. I can't be your roommate if we're going to decorate everything in orange. You can have some orange in your space. I'm okay with that. I don't want to totally ban the color orange from everywhere. But I would be so tense in that space that it would not ever feel like home to me. And so for my personal emotional balance on feeling comfortable in a home, that would be something that I would say, you know, you have to compromise on this. I can't do the whole house in orange. Now, you know, that sounds like a silly issue, but I'm leading us into some more important topics of what is I deserve better. You deserve respect in relationships. You deserve respect in your workplace. You deserve to be heard. You deserve to feel safe in the places that you are. It's a hard choice sometimes when you don't have that, but you value the relationship or you value the person and you want to be in relationship with that person. What do we do when we deserve better? We reach that point. What do we do if it's a family member and we tell them something personal about who we are, our identity, something that has harmed us, something that is causing us heartache, and the person doesn't care? And the person says something mean and hurtful. And the person says, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. What do you do with that then? This is a place where a lot of times in the past, we have been told, be quiet and take it. You know, family is more important than anything. Blood relatives are more important than anything. Lifelong best friends are more important than anything. So keep that relationship together. Don't mess this up for everybody else. You compromise and you be quiet. You take it. You just quit talking about whatever it is that nobody else wants to listen to. No, that is not something that we need to compromise on. And this has been a hard life lesson for me to learn. I was raised to shut up and take it. I was raised to be told to be quiet Don't make other people mad. Don't talk about things that'll break the peace. Keep the peace at all costs. That's how I was raised. Keep the peace. Don't embarrass your family. Don't tell family secrets. That'll hurt the family and cause them embarrassment. But here's the problem. Nobody asked if those family secrets hurt me. Nobody asked if the teasing hurt me. As long as I kept the image of the family whole, that's what was the most important thing. Look how damaging that is to so many individuals. And we have to learn what I had to learn, and that is I deserve better. I don't have to carry the weight of painful traditions, family secrets, teasing, things that hurt me. I don't have to redefine who I am to make somebody else comfortable. We deserve better. We deserve to not be judged by race, color, gender identity, sexual identity. Those things are part of who we are. We do not have to justify that to anybody else or try to make somebody else comfortable. We don't have to be quiet if somebody has a problem with any of those things. In the South, a lot of times when people start talking about racial issues, the establishment will say, there they go, making everything about race. Well, they're speaking up for some of the first time in our Southern history. They're telling you what is causing them pain, and they're saying the words, I deserve better. I deserve to not live under this burden of racism in our society. And now we see transgender people in my state coming forward and saying, I deserve better. I deserve better than your judgment. I deserve better than Vanderbilt University Medical Center turning over my medical records without even fighting it in court. I deserve better than laws that are targeting me. I deserve better than the discrimination that I face every day. We're hearing women step up and say, I deserve better. I deserve better than the low pay I'm getting when the men are making more money than me. I deserve better than to sit in a room and have jokes made that offend me and comments made about my appearance. I deserve better. I deserve respect. That's what the Me Too movement was about, stepping up and saying, I deserve to be in a place where I feel safe and not, you know, have sexual advances made toward me, not be touched inappropriately, not be forced into situations because I'm a woman. And this happens to men too. Men are standing up and saying, I deserve better than having to fit a certain role that society is expecting of me. There's many ways to be a strong, good man. And you can't tell me that I have to follow your definition of what it means to be masculine. And so I love seeing people learn how to say, I deserve better. And that does mean that some people are going to walk away from us. That does mean that some ties are going to be broken. There's going to be relationships lost. But there's so much to be gained when we come into ourselves and we find our voice and we find a way to say, I'm not doing this anymore. If this is what family looks like, if this is what this friendship looks like, I can't be part of it. And you can even say, I still love you. I still care about you. I don't want to cause you harm, but you're causing me harm, and I've got to step back. There's a place to compromise on some things. Like I said, to me as a kid, listening to hours and hours and hours and hours of argument on the color of the carpet, I just kept thinking, as a kid, there's got to be a better way to do this. And this issue, with all the issues in the world, is not anything that needs this many hours of discussion on. But there are some things that we don't need to compromise on. We need to say, I deserve better, and I'm sticking to it. So decide what it is that you cannot compromise on. Find what you need to be safe and whole and loved. And what does friendship look like for you? That's something you don't have to compromise on. You don't have to change who you are. Well, you might have to compromise on whether you have tacos or pizza. Or if you have a vegan friend. I love my vegan friends who have taught me to enjoy a good vegan meal. I had somebody who needed gluten-free. And I'm like, okay, you know, I can do that. I can learn how to cook a gluten-free meal. I don't want to cause my friend harm. I want to respect my friends. And so there's things where it didn't matter to me what kind of pasta I cooked. I could certainly change to the gluten-free. That was something I didn't need to dig my heels in on and say, no, I've always used this type and I'm not ever going to change. Of course, that would be hurtful to the person who asked me to cook a gluten-free meal. But there's other things that if somebody's going to come into my house, they have to be respectful to who we are in this house. They cannot cause us harm. They cannot cause my friends harm. So what is it that you're not going to compromise on? What is it that you're already compromising on that's causing you harm and you need to quit compromising on? Oh, I make it so easy. Stand up. Stand up for yourself. It's not always easy. It hurts sometimes because we know that for a moment, we're going to grieve that loss of that relationship. But then we're going to find something so amazing when we find our own voice, when we find who we are and we learn to say, this is who I am and I'm not compromising. Or I'm going to continue to fight for my safety in the state that I live in. I'm going to continue to fight for the rights that I deserve. I deserve to live in a state where I'm respected and safe. So don't compromise on that. Don't compromise on people treating you with respect. Yeah, you'll grieve it for a minute if it's a friendship or a family member that you have great memories with. And that's not to say it has to be forever. That person may change. And you may be willing to extend grace to that person and see their change and allow them back into your life. If they treat you with the respect that you deserve. You know, people can change. I like to leave the door open when possible, but not leave the door open to where anybody is allowed to continue to cause me harm or pain or continue to add to the grief. So don't compromise on that. It took me a long time to learn it. It took me a long time to say, absolutely not. To build stronger boundaries than I had, to know what I wasn't going to compromise on, and to learn when there's a beautiful moment to compromise. And the compromise makes all of us stronger. Okay, you know, I ramble, so I hope you enjoy this rambling. I knew somebody used to say rambling in the spirit of love, because love is important for all of us. I hope you feel loved today. Thank you for listening to my Look to See Me podcast. And thank you for putting up with the previous podcast where I faced different challenges. And they were not necessarily the most smoothly recorded podcast. But I appreciate the grace that you've extended me, and I hope you have a wonderful day.